The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're listening to More Than 90, the podcast for fans who live and breathe football. I'm your host, DJ Jogo Bonito. From Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Thanks for listening
to the prestigious award that crowned
More Than
the
90
king of soccer.
By
today,
DJ,
we're taking a closer look at the Ballon d'Or, the ultimate accolade in world football. This golden trophy isn't just about skill. It represents a journey across an entire season, covering every moment from the weekly grind of league play to the intense showdowns of international competitions like the Euros, AFCON, Copa America, and even the Olympics. But beyond the glamour, does this award truly recognize the best? Or is it shaped by a mix of popularity, timing, and politics? We'll explore what it takes to win, how the legends have carved their name into the history, and who stands ready to claim the throne this season. Welcome to More Than 90, where we will uncover the real story behind the Ballon d'Or, from the legends of the game to the future kings. Now, is it rigged? Is it a popularity contest? Is it fair? Past champions and future champions, players like Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, who shared the stage back from the beginning in 2008, where Cristiano Ronaldo was the first to win of the two, and as recent as 2023, where Lionel Messi won his last one. Who won more out of the two? Cristiano won five Ballon d'Ors. He won five of these prestigious trophies that crowned the player best of the previous year from August to August. So while Cristiano had five trophies, five of these individual awards, Lionel Messi has eight. If we go as far back as the past 25 years, past champions like Ronaldo, Brazilian Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Shevchenko, Kaká, Cannavaro, Michael Owen, Luis Figo, Pavel Nedved, just shows this list of names, just talent. Those players were just amazing. In most recent times, players like Luka Modric and Karim Benzema were the only two to break through in the 16 years of battle between Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Let's not forget, back in 2020, when the award was not given out, many that year claimed it was a robbery to Robert Lewandowski for having an outstanding season and breaking a ton of records. Have there been robberies? There's been so much shout, so many claims about unfair awards given out, players that had amazing seasons, and the winners of that year did not deserve it as much as them. Now, this year, there's also another name that also breaks through the Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi Ballon d'Or battle, which is Rodri. Spanish center defensive midfielder of Manchester City. Now, for the most part, players that play defensive mid or any defensive roles, goalkeepers, don't usually win this award. Now, you might ask, how is this award given? How do they award the Ballon d'Or? This award is based on three main criteria. One, individual performances, decisive and impressive character. Two, team performances and achievements. Three, class and fair play. Many fans have claimed that players in the past have felt they should have won it and never have. Like Frank Ribery, Virgil van Dijk, Robert Lewandowski, Antoine Griezmann, Manuel Neuer, Xavi Hernandez, Andres Iniesta, Iker Casillas, Neymar, even Erling Haaland, or the most recent, Vinicius Jr. The Ballon d'Or is awarded by an international jury of specialized journalists, with one representative per country from the top 100 in the latest FIFA rankings. Each juror selects 10 players in descending order of merit from a list of 30 established by the editorial staff of France Football. Members of the editorial staff of L'Equipe, the best juror from the previous edition, Costa Rica for the men's Ballon d'Or, South Africa for the women's Ballon d'Or, and the UEFA ambassadors Luis Figo for the men's trophy and Nadine Kessler for the women's trophy. The 10 selected players are awarded 15, 12, 10, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 point respectively. The Ballon d'Or is awarded to the player with the highest number of points. There is such thing as the Copa Trophy. The Copa Trophy rewards the best players under the age of 21. With similar based criteria, similarly the way they award, which lets you see or predict future stars who could possibly win the Ballon d'Or. FIFA, the best award, are selected by an international jury comprising the current coaches of all women's, men's national teams, one per team, the current captains of all national teams, one per team, and one specialist journalist from each territory represented by a national team, and fans from all over the world registered on FIFA.com. Each jury member was requested to nominate in decreasing order of merit the three players, the three coaches, the three goalkeepers, whom they considered to be most deserving of the respective award. The three players, three coaches, and three goalkeepers nominated by each jury member will receive 5 points, 3 points, or 1 point, respectively, depending on whether the jury member places the player, coach, or goalkeeper first, second, or third. There's three ways to submit their votes. One, the FIFA Events Official app. Two, an online form. Or three, paper votes. Since 2016, the winners have been Cristiano Ronaldo in 2016, Cristiano Ronaldo in 2017, Luka Modric 2018, Lionel Messi 2019, 2020, Robert Lewandowski 2021, Robert Lewandowski 2022, Lionel Messi 2023, Lionel Messi. Which award do you prefer? Now, what's with all the commotion? Players like Jude Bellingham and Dani Carvajal or even Erling Haaland wasn't even considerably mentioned for the top two. Even though Jude Bellingham finished in third place, nobody's talking about that. The huge talking point is how Vinicius Jr. was, quote-unquote, robbed of the Ballon d'Or. Now let's take a look at their stats. Matches played. Rodri of Manchester City with 63 matches played. 50 wins, 12 draws, 1 loss. Goals and assists. 12 goals and 14 assists. Key passes. 104. Big chances created. 11. Passing accuracy. 93%. Successful dribbles. 66 with a 70% accuracy. 66 total, 73%. Trophies, 4. Now let's take a look at Vinicius Jr. of Real Madrid. Matches played, 49. Wins, draws, and losses, 32. Wins, 14. Draws, 3 losses. Goals plus assists. 26 goals, 11 assists. Key passes, 73. Big chances created, 17. Passing accuracy, 79%. Successful dribbles, 128. 42%. Trophies, 3. Now, looking at this, these stats right here, I can see why they gave the award to Rodri. But why does Real Madrid feel so robbed? Why did they not attend the Ballon d'Or ceremony? Are they sore losers? Or are they just standing by Vinicius as they feel he was wrongly not awarded the Ballon d'Or? What do you think? I think it's pretty amazing to finally see a defensive mid, as they usually never go noticed or recognized enough by the world of football. I do think Vinny will eventually win the Ballon d'Or. But then again, many players have probably thought the same of the likes of somebody like Neymar, who never got to win, never got to be crowned the best player in the world. So I can feel for that. I could see why they feel so upset about that. Thanks for listening to More Than 90 by DJ Jogo Bonito.